It does. It boils down to driver behaviour. Regardless of what speed limit you have out there, people unfortunately will break speed limits, and it's very unfortunate. I mean, out on the wide open road, fair enough, if there's nothing coming towards you or whatever, and you can, hit the 80 kilometres an hour if that's the limit or whatever. But when people approach towns and villages, regardless of whether it's 30 or 50, for God's sake, they should slow down. Because you're in, a child could be crossing the road to the shop or whatever in the most rural of our villages. So people, it's just down to driver behaviour is, in my firm belief, is the cause of most of our accidents. Could be avoided if people just drove with common sense, I suppose, if you like that. 30 is very slow. Reducing the speed limit on a regional road from 80 to 60, in my opinion, is too slow. Because if you're travelling at night and there's not much traffic on the road, and if you're very law-abiding and you're strict to the 60, well, it's going to take you so much longer to get to your destination. So common sense and driver behaviour, I've been preaching that for years, if people would just drive sensibly.
And just finally on that one, Councillor Tom O'Callaghan had a suggestion there that if you were to have fixed speed cameras along these roads taking pictures of motorists, that would drive up the possibility of obviously getting caught speeding and would factor more into people's driving behaviour. Now, they're widespread across the UK. The only place that I myself am aware of fixed driver speed cameras in Ireland is on the motorway near Bird Hill, and I know we have another average speed camera zone on one of the Dublin motorways, and it was like, I can't say off the top of my head if it's M4 or M6. Port Tunnel, yes. But obviously, look, that would be a good solution, but a massive, massive cost and investment would be involved in there as well. We want to change driver behaviour right now. What do you, and of course, look, guards on the ground is another issue. What can actually be done to do that?
Yeah, funnily enough, I agreed with Councillor Tom O'Callaghan on that one. If when I drive out the Tuller Road now this evening, if there was cameras there, and there's no question, but if they were put up secretly for a few days, we'd all get caught. And if everybody was caught then, that's over the limit, whether it's 2 kilometres or 22 kilometres over the limit, slap a fine on those people, and that would frighten the daylights out of everybody. But as you say, it's expensive. But let's investigate it on a pilot system, in each town, take one road or whatever, and put in these cameras and catch the people and fine them. And then they'll talk to their neighbours and their friends, and they'll say, geez, I got caught coming out of Innes the other evening. We need to be careful. That would slow people down.